Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Minghui announcement. The Arabic language edition of the Minghui website was officially launched in April 2024. This translation of the main Chinese website joins 23 others that have been made available to the world's people. It is hoped that this new website will provide information about Falun Dafa and Falun Dafa cultivation to many in the Arabic-speaking world. 20 years ago, Falun Dafa was introduced to the Arab world. It's now practiced in North Africa, Palestine, Syria, and in some of the Persian Gulf states, including the United Arab Emirates. The main book of Falun Dafa's teachings, Juan Falun, was translated into Arabic in 2006, followed by the book Falun Gong in 2010. The Arab region is home to an estimated 444.81 million inhabitants and includes the countries Algeria, Bahrain, Comoros, Djibouti, Egypt, Iraq, Jordan, Kuwait, Lebanon, Libya, Mauritania, Morocco, Oman, Palestine, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, Tunisia, the United Arab Emirates, and Yemen.
Pennsylvania, USA. Falun Dafa practitioners were invited to participate in the annual Global Language and Cultures Awareness Week at LaSalle University in Philadelphia on April 15th. Practitioners introduced the practice of Falun Dafa, taught the exercises, and spoke about the spread of the practice worldwide. They also talked about the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of practitioners in China and the CCP-sanctioned forced organ harvesting. Assistant Professor of Political Science Dr. Mark Thomas said that the Falun Dafa presentation was very beneficial for his students. He said, the introduction of Falun Gong was warmly welcomed by the students of LaSalle. They have a clear understanding of the values advocated by Falun Gong, as well as the continued persecution by the Chinese Communist regime. This lecture has greatly eliminated the Chinese Communist government's lies that slander Falun Gong.
United Kingdom. Easter holidays in England were held from March 29th to April 12th. And as a result, many tourists frequented the British Museum in London. Falun Gong practitioners set up informative display boards near the museum's entrance. Many tourists read the information and took photos. Practitioners also collected signatures to oppose the persecution of the practice. When a group of Chinese students walked out of the museum, they saw the words, "Quit the CCP and you will be blessed," on the display board. A man pointed at the words, "The CCP does not equal China," and said to his friend, "I agree that the CCP does not equal China." "This is well said," he told the other students. "The CCP deceived us." His friend patted him on his shoulder, expressing agreement with his viewpoint.
Australia. Practitioners in Western Australia introduced Falun Dafa at the 123rd Kalamunda Show in the city of Perth on April 13th. This annual community event included various entertainment booths, competitions, and displays. Featuring sideshows and rides, a log chomp competition, an animal nursery, craft activities, cookery, horticulture, art, and photography. Falun Dafa practitioners demonstrated the exercises and held a signature drive calling for an end to the CCP's persecution of the practice. Local resident Miss Shelley Tucker was impressed by Falun Dafa's values of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. She shared, "Once you find those three things, you feel calmer, you are guided to do better things, you are happier, and you spread more joy. Your mind, body, and spirit are together, and then you can make better decisions. I hope we spread these words."
Colombia. Two universities in Medellin, the second largest city in the country, have held classes about Falun Dafa for their students since 2012. During the classes at Universidad Pontificia Bolivariana and Universidad CES, practitioners introduced the practice and told students how the CCP persecutes the spiritual discipline. Students learned about the crime of forced organ harvesting and the efforts of the organization Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting to raise awareness about it. The students expressed their concern and alarm about the egregious human rights violations. Some who learned the exercises shared that they felt renewed energy and inner peace afterward. Sarah, a biology student who participated in the class on April 8th, observed that the exercises helped her calm down and relax more deeply. She said, "This exercise made me feel like my muscles relaxed. I felt relaxed, calm, and very peaceful. I wanted to do more exercises. I would like to be part of this."
Italy. Falun Dafa practitioners introduced the practice in the coastal city of Ancona on April 6th. They demonstrated the exercises and raised awareness about the CCP's persecution through display boards, flyers, and conversation. Many people signed a petition calling for a stop to the CCP's state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting. A man in his 80s watched the exercise demonstration in the morning and then returned that afternoon to learn the exercises. A young man from Iran studying at Ancona University spoke with a practitioner in English. He said he had learned about Falun Dafa online and was surprised to see practitioners in Ancona. He later returned with biscuits and tea for the practitioners. He stayed until the end of the event and then helped them wrap up their tent and materials.
South Korea. Falun Dafa practitioners held an event featuring the beauty of cherry blossoms and the Tianguo Marching Band at Liberty Park and on Womito Island on April 7th. A large crowd gathered as soon as the band began to play, and spectators clapped along with the music. Practitioners also demonstrated the five Falun Dafa exercises on stage. The local host of the event explained to the audience that the band members practice Falun Dafa and said that their performances embody the elegance, authenticity, kindness, and patience of traditional culture. Many people said they felt uplifted after listening to the music and watching the exercise demonstration. The Tianguo Marching Band held a parade after completing the performances in Liberty Park. Many people stopped to watch and accepted flyers about Falun Dafa. A tourist named Ronnie shared, "The lively atmosphere while the band performed was great. The music makes people happy, and everyone felt the beauty of the music. I was really happy."
Taiwan. The Shenyang New York Company concluded its six-city, 28-show Taiwan tour on April 20th. The performances were very successful and frequently presented before packed houses. They even attracted theatergoers from other countries that included mainland China, Hong Kong, Singapore, Malaysia, Vietnam, and India. Artist C.C. Daming saw Shenyang perform on April 10th. He said, "Shenyang communicated messages of the divine through art. It has the blessing and support of the divine," he said. Attorney Sung Chenyuan also took in a Shenyang performance on April 10th. He shared, "A key to worldwide success is having the spirit of truthfulness, compassion, tolerance." Associate Professor Lu Yanqing from the National Tsinghua University's Art and Design Department saw Shenyang on April 14th. She ventured, I believe Shenyin can inspire people to approach all future matters with a broad mind. In the art world, every artist must convey their uniqueness, but what Shenyin conveys is universality. The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. Miss Ying Minghua from Shandong Province has remained in detention since her arrest about 3 months ago for practicing Falun Gong. Two of her friends and her daughter were also arrested when they asked that she be released. When the police arrested her, they broke into her home, confiscated her Falun Gong books, and took her to a detention center. The police promised to release Miss Ying after 15 days of administrative detention, but did not. Her lawyer, hired by the family, submitted a request to have her case dismissed, but has not received a response. Miss Ying's two daughters and two friends then went to the police station to seek her release. The two friends, both Falun Gong practitioners, and Miss Ying's younger daughter, who does not practice Falun Gong, were arrested on the spot and taken to different detention facilities. Her older daughter, who practices Falun Gong, did not return home from the police station. Her family suspects that she might have also been arrested at the police station.
51-year-old Ms. Li Ping of Tianjin was arrested on April 14, 2024, for her faith in Falun Gong. Her mother received a notice the next day from the police saying that her daughter has been put in a detention center. This is not the first time that Ms. Li has been targeted for her faith in Falun Gong. She was previously jailed for 3.5 years and held in a labor camp for 2 years. In the labor camp, she remained steadfast in her faith and was abused. She was put in solitary confinement and deprived of sleep and water. She went on a hunger strike and was force-fed unknown drugs. As a result of this treatment, she struggled to breathe, experienced chest pain, an abnormally fast heartbeat, and had difficulty with bowel movements. Her family was denied visits, and their request to have her released on medical parole was rejected. She was brutally tortured during her detention and was on the verge of death a few times.
Miss Jiang, who is serving 14 years in prison for practicing Falun Gong, was finally allowed to see her family in February 2024 for the first time in 5 years. The prison initially denied the visitation request on the grounds that she had not renounced Falun Gong. They relented due to her loved one's strong protest. The family noticed that she had lost almost all her teeth, but she was unable to tell them what happened as the guards were closely monitoring their conversation. In 2012, the women's prison had initially refused to admit her due to a serious health condition that was a result of the torture she had been subjected to at a detention center. Then, in less than a month, the prison issued a critical condition notice as she was found to have severe anemia and a large tumor in her abdomen. She was released on medical parole in 2013. Miss Zhang gradually recovered after she resumed doing the Falun Gong exercises at home. In 2017, the local police who had been monitoring her since her release seized her and returned her to prison to serve out the remainder of the 14-year sentence. According to insiders, Miss Zhang, who is about 63 years old, is now being held in solitary confinement. She has just over 6 years left on her term.
Two residents of Hebei Province were each sentenced to 3-year prison terms for their faith in Falun Gong. Ms. Wang Yanghua, 60, and Ms. Zhang Maoshish, children, are married to each other. They went to visit the young couple in July 2023 and were both arrested at the couple's home. They have since been held at a detention center and denied family visits. This is not the first time that the two women have been targeted for their faith. Ms. Zhang was previously sentenced to 5 years in 2007, and Ms. Wang to under 3.5 years in 2009. Both served time at the same woman's prison and suffered brutal torture, including being hung up by handcuffed wrists and put in solitary confinement. Ms. Wang's husband, Mr. Guo, also a Falun Gong practitioner, was brutally tortured while serving time in prison and died there in 2017. He was 60 years old.
Mr. Deng Daohong's family has been notified that he was admitted to a hospital ICU while serving 8 years for practicing Falun Gong. His relatives were not allowed to see him in person, but only via a video conference call. They were heartbroken to see that he has lost an extreme amount of weight and were told by the prison authorities he was suffering from diabetes complications. The prison also told them that they recommended Mr. Deng be released on medical parole and that they were waiting to hear back from the police who were in charge of parole applications. Mr. Deng was arrested in 2018 and sentenced in 2020 to 8 years with a 20,000 yuan fine.
Three Liao Yuan City, Jilin Province residents were recently sentenced to prison for their faith in Falun Gong. Ms. Gu Xiaomi, 53, and Ms. Liang Guan, 47, were each given 7 years, and Ms. Zhang Shufin, 62, was sentenced to 3 years. The three practitioners were arrested by police officers in October 2023. Ms. Liang was arrested at her workplace. Ms. Gu was deceived into going to her previous workplace and was arrested there. Ms. Zhang was seized at her rental place only 1 month after she moved there to avoid ongoing police monitoring. Her arrest left her bedridden husband in a dire situation. The local district court held a hearing and convicted them on April 16th. Prior to their latest sentencing, all three practitioners have repeatedly been targeted, detained, tortured, and served time in labor camps over the past 25 years.
55-year-old Mr. Wang Jin has been on a hunger strike since his arrest 2 months ago for practicing Falun Gong. Mr. Wang is currently being held at a hospital ICU and is in critical condition, with authorities refusing to release him. Mr. Wang was arrested while visiting another Falun Gong practitioner. Police officers raided his home and confiscated all of his valuables. Weeks before his arrest, he had discovered a GPS device on his car. In hindsight, his family believes the police must have installed the GPS to monitor his whereabouts and the people he had contact with. This is not the first time that Mr. Wang has been targeted for his faith. In 2012, he was sentenced to 4 years in prison.
Marches, rallies, and peaceful protests worldwide commemorate a historic appeal in China. 25 years ago, on April 25th, 1999, 10,000 Falun Dafa practitioners gathered peacefully in Beijing, China, to secure the release of 40 Falun Dafa practitioners who were arrested unlawfully in the nearby city of Tianjin. The assembled practitioners also sought government permission to conduct group exercise in public and to allow for the publication of Falun Gong books. Although the then premier addressed the issues on that same day, the CCP launched a national suppression of the practice 3 months later. That suppression developed into a deliberately orchestrated persecution and continues in China to this day. Practitioners held numerous events across the globe in remembrance of that monumental plea for justice and to call for an end to the persecution of Falun Dafa by the CCP. Over 2,000 Falun Dafa practitioners held a grand march and rally in Flushing, New York, on April 21st. Community leaders and human rights advocates thanked practitioners for their perseverance in exposing the CCP's injustices. Recent immigrants from China expressed gratitude to practitioners for their persistent efforts. 24 people quit the CCP organizations during the event and joined the more than 429 million Chinese who have severed ties with the regime. Falun Gong practitioner Mr. Lin attended the Chicago, Illinois commemorative rally on April 20th. He said that he did the Falun Gong exercises in front of the Chinese consulate every weekend since the first day of his cultivation in 2003, rain or shine. Mr. Lin said, "Staying firm in one's belief is simple. It's not for any personal interest. Falun Gong practitioners' persistent efforts in the past 25 years has brought changes. The CCP used to send its agents to harass us in the early days, but the police have learned the truth and now protect us. The CCP is afraid of Falun Gong because we are peaceful and can't be bought. All we do is to expose the CCP's crimes." Falun Gong practitioners in San Francisco, California, held a candlelight vigil outside the Chinese consulate on April 20th. They commemorated the 25th anniversary of the April 25th appeal and mourned fellow practitioners who were persecuted to death by the CCP. Their activity received great support from the public, including recent immigrants from China. Canadian Falun Gong practitioners from Toronto gathered in front of the Ontario Legislative Building on April 20th to commemorate the peaceful appeal. Despite sudden heavy snow and hail, many people attended the event, including some human rights experts and community leaders. They thanked practitioners for their courage and hoped the 25-year-long persecution would end. Practitioners in Queensland, Australia, held a candlelight vigil and practiced the Falun Dafa exercises on April 19th. Many people said they admired practitioners for their courage and moral compass in exposing the persecution in a rational and peaceful way and for upholding justice. Falun Dafa practitioners held activities in Prague, the capital of the Czech Republic, on April 20th. That afternoon, practitioners went to the Chinese embassy, gave speeches, and stood quietly holding banners along the opposite wall so they could be seen from the embassy. They called on the Chinese embassy to contact the CCP to end the persecution of Falun Dafa and to release all detained practitioners immediately. Reports about additional commemoration events have also been received thus far from various communities, including from Bulgaria, Japan, Ireland, Indonesia, Washington, D.C., Canada, New Zealand, Sweden, Great Britain, the U.S. states of Michigan, California, and New York, and Singapore. Many public officials also expressed their support of practitioners. Li Jui, a practitioner from Sweden, affirmed, "As long as the persecution continues, all Falun Gong practitioners and I will not stop calling for an end to the persecution using rational, peaceful means in upholding the spirit of the peaceful April 25th Beijing appeal."
2023 U.S. State Department Human Rights Report exposes China's crimes. The U.S. Department of State published the 2023 Country Reports on Human Rights Practices on April 22, 2024. It continued to condemn the brutal persecution of the Chinese people by the CCP and referenced forced organ harvesting, citing Falun Gong practitioners as a specific organ source. The report noted that the communist regime continued to use administrative detention to intimidate political and religious advocates, with forms including compulsory drug rehabilitation treatment, custody and training, and legal education centers for political activists and religious and spiritual adherents. The report also stated that, not including persons held in Xinjiang, human rights organizations estimated thousands of political prisoners remained incarcerated, most in prisons and some in administrative detention. Notable political prisoners listed in the report included Falun Gong practitioner Zhou Deyong, writer Yang Maodong, also known by the pen name of Gao Feisheng, activists Wang Binjiang, Chen Jianfang, and Huang Qi, human rights lawyer and activist Gao Zhisheng. Many other notable figures were also included. The report also cited the case of Falun Gong practitioners He Binggang and his fiancée Zhang Yibo, who were sentenced to 6 and 5 years in prison, respectively, by a court in Shanghai in June 2023, for circumventing the government's internet censorship using software called OGate. Mr. He lost the ability to walk as a result of abuse that occurred during current and previous detention. The 2023 Human Rights Report also mentioned the forced organ harvesting crimes from Falun Gong practitioners and Muslim detainees in Xinjiang. It referenced a report published by the Epoch Times in August 2023, which stated that a doctor agreed to go on the record to recount forced organ harvesting that occurred in 1994 in Dalian City, Liaoning Province, as well as a conversation in 2002 that revealed Falun Gong practitioners were a specific organ source. At the press release for the 2023 Human Rights Report, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken emphasized the fundamental idea of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, that all human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights. He remarked that standing up for freedom and human rights is simply the right thing to do, but defending and promoting these inalienable and universal rights is also profoundly in our national interest. Countries that respect human rights are more likely to be peaceful, prosperous, and stable. Secretary Blinken said, "The United States will continue to raise our deep concerns directly with the governments responsible. We have a clearer picture of human rights conditions as they are, as well as a renewed determination to strengthen them for the future."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.